Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 417 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Chris, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is LegalZoom.com, which has helped me a ton in the past. They actually were the company that I used to get Smart Passive Income set up and also work with me on a number of different trademarks. DBAs, doing business as. They also helped me with my will also. I don't know if you knew that, but this is National Make a Will Month, actually. So I don't know. Do you want the government to decide what happens to your property and minor children? If not, make the commitment to protect your family with a last will or living trust today. You can get specific guidance from LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in most states, since they're not a law firm. So if you want to get hooked up with any sort of services that LegalZoom has to offer, don't forget to enter Pat in the referral box at checkout to save even more. Again, that's LegalZoom.com, promo code Pat. All right, let's get to today's question from Chris.
Hi, Pat. My name is Chris Oldheady, and I run a site called SideHustleAcademy.com. My question for you is that I have right around 65 subscribers on my list, and I'm in the process of creating my first product. To do this, I'm looking to set up some free 15-minute consulting calls to help some of the people out on my list, but I also want to learn some of their biggest problems that to help me create my first digital product as well. I guess the problem I'm having is, what kinds of questions should I be asking these people so I get the most out of it? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks again.
Hey, Chris, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I'm going to answer it really quick and then backtrack and talk a little bit about what else you can do and what you're up to. So questions to ask your audience, whether through email or a phone conversation, is going to be number one. The number one best question to ask is, what's the number one struggle you have related to blank? Blank being whatever it is that you know you're trying to help your audience with. I just asked this question to my audience in my survey in Ryan Levick's book, Ask. This is the number one question as well. And what's cool about this is you get to hear the language. You get to, whether it's on an email or in a survey or in person, you get to hear how they talk about their problems and their biggest struggles. That's going to give you more information than anything. Now, there's other questions that you can ask that are along the same lines. For example, what's something you do every day that you wish you didn't have to do? This is a great software-related problem if your audience could potentially use some kind of software or something to automate a process. So what's something you do every day that you dread or that you wish you had some solution for? And then the third question I want to offer to you is one that I use all the time, and that is, if you had a magic wand, what is one thing and you didn't have to worry about, you know, working or putting any money into this, what's one thing that you would have changed if you had a magic wand that you could just instantly have or get access to? Those are some great questions that you can ask your audience. Now, I am also going to give you a power question you can ask on a phone call. So if you're on a phone call or a Skype conversation, which I think is great, I think doing consultations, you know, 15-minute calls here and there, I know a lot of people in the internet marketing space who do that too. You can build trust. You can offer value right then and there. And then you can also share, hey, if this is something you want to do more of, you can get into my course or my product and things like that. Not necessarily pitching them the whole time, but, you know, providing value, just like on a webinar, and then at the end offering something more if people enjoy that. But here's the power question. You ask a question, people respond, you follow up with, well, why? Why is one of the most powerful questions in the world, or how come? Why and how come are some of the best questions you can ask your audience, because then you get deeper into what it is that they talked about. And a lot of times when they answer a question, it's just going to be on the surface. Their gold, the golden nuggets that are going to help you moving forward with truly understanding the problems and struggles of your audience, truly understanding that deep language they're going to use that really triggers those emotions, it's going to be in the whys. So even 4 or 5 questions deep, and I can't give you an example right now because questions happen organically, but the next conversation you have with somebody in your audience, I dare you to ask why. And I hope you would. I do this all the time when I talk to people in person at conferences. You know, I ask them, well, what's your favorite episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast? And they might say, you know, oh, the one with Dane Maxwell, episode number 46. That one, I really like that one. Well, why? Oh, I like that one because he just gave you specific advice that, you know, just step by step, and he told you exactly what you needed to do. How amazing is that? That feedback that I got, because now every time I bring a guest on, I can say, hey, well, what was that specific advice that you would give? Like, no, deep, like I need the step-by-step, you know? So talking to your audience can give you that information that you need so you can better serve them in the future. Now, a lot of people might be thinking, oh man, 65 subscribers, that's nothing, Chris. Like, you got to build your list. I would disagree, actually. You are building your list. You have 65 subscribers. You got to remember there are 65 other people on the other end who you could reach, teach, and affect in some way, shape, or form through these consulting calls and these products that you have to offer as well in the future. Imagine being in a room with 65 people and being able to ask each and every one of those people one by one what their biggest struggle is or what they need help with. I mean, the information you would get from that is amazing. So what's the difference because they're on an email list? There isn't any difference. Now, I can give you some tips, Chris, down the road to get these answers automatically. And this is something I'm doing right now, now that I'm on ConvertKit. You can find that at askpat.com/ConvertKit. And this is a way for me to segment my audience based off of their answers to certain questions or certain actions they take or clicks that they have on my emails to be able to segment them into different buckets so I can better serve them in the future. It's sort of a medium to more advanced email marketing strategy instead of just having everybody on one list. Now, you could do that, but even if you didn't, in one of your autoresponder emails, Chris, you can have a question that is seriously, hey guys, I'm here to help you and I need to know more about you and what you're struggling with. So please answer this one question for me. Actually hit reply to this email. Again, this is automated, so it's out there automatically for people who subscribe. It could even be the first email that they get after they subscribe. Hey, my name's Chris. I'm here to help you, but I need to know a little bit more about you in order to do that. Please answer the following question. What's the number one struggle you have with blank? Please hit reply, and I read every single answer, and I will respond. Thank you. Now, if you have a huge list, it can be a little bit more difficult to respond. But if you have 65 subscribers and you're getting one subscriber, 10 subscribers, even 20 subscribers a day, because not all of them are going to reply, that's the perfect opportunity for you to build a relationship with these people early, as you're small, to show them that you are a real person on the other end, but also at the same time, through these responses, have a bank of these struggles and pains and be able to categorize them, use your Gmail filters or, you know, tag them into a specific category so that you can have them all in one place. I have all of my responses to this answer in one place because I ask my audience the same thing. So if I am struggling to figure out what to do next, I just go into this folder and there are all the things that people need help with. I don't have to worry anymore, and neither do you, Chris. So I recommend doing the calls if you can. If not, have the emails in there as well, and you're going to get some amazing answers. I'm really encouraged that you, at the beginning of your journey here, because you only have 65 subscribers, you're utilizing that email list. I'm also encouraged that you are already building products and you're doing it in the right way by figuring out what the problems are and not trying to force people into a solution that they might not even need for a problem that you might not know they have. You are taking the guesswork out by doing this work up front. And I appreciate that, Chris. Inspirational. Thank you. So Chris, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next couple of weeks so we can collect that information and send that to you free of charge for having your question here on the show. For those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And I also want to thank today's sponsor again, which is LegalZoom.com. They've helped me a lot. when I got incorporated in December of 2008, they were the company that made it very easy and also very economical for me when I was first starting out as well. Currently, I use a lawyer for a lot of all this kind of stuff, but I know when you're first starting out, that's impossible. So going to LegalZoom.com is going to help you. And again, this is National Let's Make a Will Month to help protect you and your family and everything moving forward, so you can get a will or living trust by going to LegalZoom.com. And also make sure that when you do that, you enter PAT, P-A-T, in the referral box to save even more during checkout. So that's LegalZoom.com, promo code PAT. Thanks so much for listening, and I appreciate it. And here's a quote to end the day from Florence Nightingale. She said, "I attribute my success to this. I never gave or took any excuse." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.